from Broken Locks from Christchurch.
Dee Dee from Portland.
Jungle Jim.
Rasmo Jeff.
Doug Kelly.
Adam from Florida.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
I am my radio, Fakeologist.com. Welcome, everybody. 420, beautiful time. Gracias, Maria Juana. Maria Juana La Loca. La Reina. 50 años. 50 years ruling the most powerful empire of the time. Literally, the New World Order. Welcome to IMI Radio at fakeologist.com radio. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening, for joining, tuning in, and enjoying the wisdom we're going to share. If good people help good people, we have a good future. See or no? This is Gaia, but not Gaia. I get my lessons from Gaia, but I am not her. Gaia without capital. Molly is sleeping like a baby. I have to share. I was away for 10 minutes. And when I came back, she had to cuddle me. I couldn't do anything else for 20. She is my only guidance. She is a gift of Gaia. And she wouldn't have been here without my insistence to organize the roller coaster ride that wouldn't have been here without fakeologist.com. Everything is related. Philosophy, a shift, life choices. We're going to talk about this. App is coming on in a bit. I thank him for providing the platform in voice, but also in text and images on Fakeopedia. You can find my work there. The Curious My Story of Maria Juana is a nice series to immerse yourself in a past that we can formulate ourselves. We have that right. They present twistery to us. We can form our own imagination of how history was with reasonable, logical parameters. Maria Juana, La Loca. Why would they call her La Loca? You ask, or you should ask. Why don't you do that what you should do?
Gaia?
Hello, Ab. Can you hear me? Hello, Ab. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me? Hear you loud. Loud. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Very well. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Just dealing with work-related problems, issues.
Is that because other people don't do what they're supposed to do?
That's a very observant thing. Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yes. My job is affected by other people because we share equipment. And if they don't maintain the equipment, then I usually suffer. So that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, I sympathize. But I also have to... it's not an obligation. I want to thank you again on air, now that we're together, for the platform you offer, not only on air like this, but also Fakeopedia that I've started using again. So that's
because beautiful. You're going to have to advertise it because I'm getting almost no hits on Fakeopedia. So we're going to have to promote it again if you're as a resource, because I don't think people understand what it's all about.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I have it on air. It's saying how good it is, how much there is to improve. So he should come again and do this again. We have no issues anymore. So it will be, we had issues in the past and we did it. And now we don't have issues and we don't do it. That doesn't matter. That doesn't make sense, you know. Right? So the resource is there. She loves to do work. Well, valuable information sharing is work. That's what we do, right? And other people pick out what they like, what they find useful, right? Tell you.
Always the way. So if there isn't one thing, there's another thing that's causing issues. Nothing is perfect in this world.
That's true. That's true. But
did you hear Missim was on today talking with Boogeyman, who is stirring up the 9/11 hornet's nest?
Can I please interrupt now, because I don't want to talk about him. I don't like him, and especially not what he wrote. Nobody needs to know, but what he wrote on your Discord, in your Discord, that upset very much a guy I appreciate a lot, Lost Spider Fellas, for the right reasons.
I don't like him.
I don't like him, and I don't want to talk about him. Okay, I didn't work on him on our. I have a very small part that I allowed him to be on my air, but no. So please don't mention him. Okay.
Okay. Wow. You never know what interactions fail and which ones are. Okay.
If good people help good people, we have a good future.
I think Lost Spider Phallus left the Discord server.
Well,
I hope he's still on.
Because of what he did. That's my point.
All right. Okay. How is Colombia?
I just got informed by it was good. I went to bed early last night. Otherwise, I would have been separated or divorced already today. But that is going to happen on Tuesday. So that is happening in Colombia. I am not divorcing from Colombia. I am divorcing from Paulita. This is the Garden of Eden on Earth, objectively. Four elements of Gaia that are unequivocally there. Please let me name them. The first, the highest biodiversity per area in the world is in Colombia. Second, the highest geodiversity mining per area, highest in Colombia. There is no other country with so many climates, all the climates, A to in Köppen classification climates in one country so condensed as Colombia. And cosmologically, there is no other country from which, other countries at the equator, of course, you can view the whole skies, the Southern Cross, the Southern Pole, and the Northern Celestial Pole, proving that we live on a sphere. That's the whole point. That's why feathered is craziness. But okay. But that is only possible at the equator. So also here in Colombia. All these four factors are Gaia's guidestone. They're forever. It's Gaia speaking. That's why this is objectively paradise. So I'm happy I'm here and nobody will kick me out of Colombia. But my visum is depending on my merits. So. By losing my marriage, I lose my visa. So that is an issue that needs to be resolved. That is how I will advertise myself. Hey, as of Wednesday, we can marry again. Maybe not.
A Colombian woman, or what are you looking for?
No, that's not the method. That's dependency. I develop a philosophy of independence, timelessness, skill independence, and goodly guiding. No, I am so extremely strong.
When you're divorced?
Sorry?
Do you have to leave the country if you're divorced?
What does have to imply? Do you recognize the law as authority? Because I don't.
Technically, if you did recognize the law, as authority, how much time would you have staying in Colombia without a visa?
Those scenarios I'm not going to answer because I'm not going to leave this paradise. Is happening, I will go off the grid then completely and nobody will find me. That's how I live my life. That is the way.
Are you going to apply the legal channels, into the legal channels to see if you can...
Well, that depends. The thing is, what I have to offer, and that's what the method I now found out, also for your audience, I sell the
break,
pellet.
Gaia, yeah. And Ab, one moment, sir.
Yes.
After the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Peace, Chris.
It couldn't have been more beautiful. I thought about him before he came on. When I was waiting for you, Ed. Man, this man, there's nobody who has given me so much guidance and strength as him.
That's great.
For you, Ed. I mean,
he's a legend.
A legend, true hero.
Good for Chris. What a legend. Nothing but good things to say about Chris.
Synchronicity. Gaia speaking.
Okay, so the question remains, will you apply into the channel to stay there?
My motto is, what I have is my value, my palace, and I will timeshare, tell that to people interested in having a place to be safe here. An exclave like Marcus Allen wants, well, that is the palace, has always been, but that is there for us. And the investments from you guys is fighting both inflation, because we're all suffering from inflation, but by using this absurd, really absurd, and I'm living this so extremely powerfully, but horrifically, but it is powerful in my thinking, living off $12 for 10 days, that is extreme, that's sick. But that is impossible here. That's impossible. That is impossible in Canada or in Europe. Let's use this difference we have that the animal farm has created to our advantage. Laws are so much more flexible here still. But Paulita informed me of what the communist leader is going to implement here. Of course, it's... Yeah, there is a big change coming to this country, and I predicted that he would become president. It's not so hard.
What kind of change? You got a commie running the place?
Ex-FARC.
Is he a globalist?
He is our Biden, right? He is our representative of that agenda. That's why I knew he would become president, right? So, because I know the agenda, I don't know, but I have studied psychology, right? That's it.
Do you think that the, did he get in legitimately, or was he just inserted?
No. I'm unmarked, right? I stay away from everything, but I watch YouTube, so I'm marked by that. And then I got propaganda, that's the word here for commercials, right? Voting for presidents and so. And just by the videos, you could see that it would be Petro, because he had the most professional, well, you and me can make it. So unprofessional is this country. I need you guys to work with. I cannot work with these people because they're not innovative enough. They're not forward thinking enough. I am suffering from never having this high level conversations here with other people around me. And I'm not looking for foreigners either. Maybe I should do that, but I'm not looking for things. I get people to me. That's how I live my life. And yeah, that is a struggle, but it is also very much learning, and with how little I can do. And the palace is there. Yeah, I bought it for the future, for to enjoy, for good people, to hang out. Well, Rollo, whatever happened, he can have.
You're an owner.
The thing, yeah, everything, 100%. That's so unique. I could never have that without a mortgage for 30 years. Like in other countries, I would have that, of course. I want 1 billion pesos at least.
Own it outright. No mortgage. Mm-hmm.
But that are literally it's 1.5 months of my former salary. That is the craziness I'm living in. It is so absurd.
Can you confirm that you own it outright? No mortgage? Know what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Oh, okay. Since 2017.
Okay. How much maintenance do you got to pay on that condo?
Yeah. But what I how owe much, is state...
What's the maintenance and taxes on the
place? Well, that is those things I owe since Corona. Administration, so the monthly payment for the guards, the building, the gardener, the maintenance of the compound, right? And state property taxes.
What are those charges? I want to compare. How much is the maintenance?
Now I would say that is about 30 million pesos, more or less. And okay, what is... let me please explain. What I always used was 4,000 pesos for $1, but now it's already 4,350. It is so extreme, these differences, that we should use that. It is less than the value of my car. That's why it's stupid to sell my car and lose my excursion there. So it is $8,000 US. So that is for me so fucking much money. And it used to be, to make 7,000 a month.
How much is the maintenance a month? 8,000 US dollars a month?
No. The maintenance, the administration payment per month is now, I haven't paid it, but 600,000. So about 150 US dollars, more or less.
Well, how much is the property tax per month?
Per year, that is about 4.5 something. No, we have the amounts. A little bit less.
How much? You broke up. How much?
125.
So it's about 250 a month, taxes and maintenance to live there. 250 US dollars.
Yeah, and then about 60 or 70 in extra cost for internet, water, etc. Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone has those. That's actually more than I thought it would be. 250 US dollars a month.
Yeah.
For maintenance and property.
That is the minimum salary in this country at 1 million pesos. Yeah. I live in an Estrato 5, but I live at Estrato 1 level.
How old is the condo?
I bought it the first year. The second tower wasn't even finished when I bought it.
Yeah, so is it a new condo?
Mm-hmm. 6 years. I have it 6 years.
6 years. Because I'll give you a comparison. A 40-year-old condo in Toronto, which means it probably needs some decent size repairs.
Yeah.
The maintenance on that is $1,200 Canadian dollars a month. I'm just giving one. And the property tax is probably $300 a month Canadian. So that's $1,500 a month. So it's a lot. So it's about five times what you're paying, maybe four times what you're paying.
The thing is, your dollars travel so far here that by investing in Colombia and not only in Colombia, also in Costa Rica and Thailand, if you have trusted people like me who are the bridge between these countries and have a network of people around them who are eager to work and do things with me, make value if there are investment. That is the thing. I am living with solid, but that fight your own inflation and our inflation. That social profit and the palace has enough value to sorry?
What's the inflation rate in Colombia?
This year, it's because it's election year. I know I've done it. I've had election years. I worked at election years. And then everything freezes. So also the price level froze. So I knew that before. But yeah, I don't have the means to profit from this kind of thing. I know these kind of things, but it's not right now. Okay. But if we have, I have storage downstairs. You can just store rice and all kinds of things, and then later sell it, and then it already gets profit because of the inflation. All these kind of models we can establish in countries like Colombia, like second world countries, ideally where
you can... Inflation rate. I'm not getting the number.
Sorry, but which number? Of inflation. Because here, level of election.
Now you're breaking the
dollar, and the peso, they are, I don't follow it, but they're jumping up and down and so, right? So I it is such a casino that I'm unmarked by that I cannot answer that question. How much inflation? Yeah. And it's so many factors, right?
The government say it is. That's what you can go by. What do they say it is?
I have no idea. I'm unmarked by anything. I don't follow any news, anything. That is my only source is Paulita.
No,
and she, let me reveal what Paulita told. She said, it's very significant because that means that I cannot sell it and I shouldn't sell it and it shouldn't be sold, is that the communist president is forming the idea to put 40% communist state tax on selling of property, sale of property. So the people who are like me, who are in a situation that they are hit by the crisis, like everyone, and have to sell, and there are many people like me, and many people suffering, they are hurt by the state. They get 40% is taken away by the state. That is a plan now in formulation, and that's the propaganda and so. But that is what...
Did you say a 40% tax on selling a property?
Yes.
40.
Yes.
So that's instructional. That's how communists take property. So if you can't pay the tax, then they take the property, I'm guessing.
No.
So it's a transfer tax. Mello? 2212. Well, obviously Guy didn't pay his internet bill. So we'll wait for Gaia to come back and tell us all about communism in Colombia.
Hello, Ep. Hello, Ep. Yeah, my laptop crashed. My tablet. Yeah. What did you ask?
Well, we established that the land transfer tax is 40%, or they want to bring it to 40%. Is that correct?
Yeah, but the thing is, your property gains value over time. So that is a form of income that the state wants to take away. Yeah. So
it's called capital gain. So your capital property appreciates. They always take a piece.
Yeah. So
usually most countries allow your place of residence to appreciate tax-free, but not Colombia.
No. If that happens to me, that will be such a double nightmare, triple nightmare, because of the value it will gain over time. This is always going to maintain its value. It doesn't matter what the price levels in the market do, because it is the palace. It is having the view outside. You're in a monastery. It is a monastery. That everyone who lives here and who is here will develop that.
Yeah. And you're a monk. If it's a monastery, that makes you a monk.
That my suffering needs to be over, but let me work. And if I talk about my life openly, and my neighbor said, "Yeah, I can give you food." Yeah, and I said, "What the fuck? I worked in 25 countries. I made 27. I made a map now. Let me work. Let me make value. Let's work together, but on a equal basis. I don't want any companies. I don't want any of this employer-employee relationship that you suffer from as well. People don't do fucking shit, even when they have this boss.
I invite you to get a
work
Veep
together
bullet.
Based on trust and mutual.
You have a smartphone.
I have a smartphone. Yes.
Can you install the Veet wallet, V-I-T-E, and maybe people will donate to your cause?
Please, can you explain what this is? And I'm not going to install anything what I don't know what it is. Sorry.
Well, FakoTube.com is sponsored by Epic Cash, which is a privacy coin that's gaining value. And if you install the Veet wallet, V-I-T-E, then and you give your Veet wallet receive address, then people can donate money if they want to support you with Epic Cash or any cash actually, but Veet or Bitcoin can be stored in the Veet wallet.
as long as I can use it. If I cannot use this or ever can use this, this has no meaning for me. You understand?
Now,
if
I can, you can if there's use no system turn, in place, you can transfer I can turn that to into Bitcoin, and I'm sure you can spend Bitcoin down there.
We talked about this. There is not, none of this infrastructure is here.
No. You're not getting it. There are certain things you can probably pay for in Bitcoin. And especially if inflation is going crazy, there are people that will receive Bitcoin. For instance,
if you have no idea of my life, I don't blame you. But
well, no, I know. I just asked the developer of Fakotu if he will take Bitcoin. And he said he has a Bitcoin wallet.
So Bitcoin is madness. Bitcoin is madness. Bitcoin is dependency on one thing, and you cannot deny that. It's the internet. If the internet is cut, your Bitcoin is worth nothing.
The internet is not going to get cut.
I am not saying that. I am laying out a dependency.
Okay, if all banks go bankrupt, then you'll have another problem. You're giving an extreme situation. It's not going to happen. The internet is not going to go away. Do you understand the nature of the internet? It's like a giant spider web. That's why it's called the World Wide Web.
We live in the great mindset times. You know that the internet...
Would you like us to send loaves of bread? Would that be better? Because they also are a decomposing asset.
Rice, salt, those are resources that maintain value. Gold
not would you like a bag of salt? Should we send a bag of salt? Because that maintains...
Investing in... Having salt and flour and rice and potatoes and these kind of things and things you can maintain for a long time, that is value and that maintains value. And because of inflation, it gains value naturally. Okay. That is already...
So a bag of Frank salt from Australia would be valuable to you.
Exactly. He is right in promoting salt, but also as... A resource. What? That's why it's called celery. The muisca, the salt people.
Yeah.
Salt is.
Frank has a very high salary of salt.
I look for self-sustainability, self-sufficiency, and if it's not fitting with, I'm very open-minded. But if it's not fitting with the shift. With a philosophy of independence.
How is Paulina handling the divorce? How is your queen, Paulita, handling the divorce from the great Gaia?
You have to ask her yourself. She is on air now. I will have lunch with her before we go to the notary.
Does she speak English?
Yes, she does. She has lived... a couple of times in the U.S. or in a couple of places in the U.S. She has had her ex-boyfriend before me, her long relationship before me, is a medic in the U.S. Army who had been stationed in Djibouti taking care of the real bombs that went off. Or I don't know how they lost their limbs, but yeah... pretty harsh reality confrontation with war.
And mine.
The crazier it became, and that was the real split. It was not you, Ed, but the real split was, I want our son to become a soldier. And I'm getting more and more and more awake and fakeology and all that. And
wait,
she
you
used
have a
to be...
Son?
No. But because of that reason, I didn't want to have him become a soldier. No.
Not for
the wrong, not for the wrong army. That's the thing. For our army, yes. But that is where we split. So it's not the fact that I became a fakeologist and went there. This happened before already. This discussion
he wanted
about
children. And in Colombia, you got to go into the army. You don't have a choice.
No. It is just an example of her enorminess. She is an enormous.
If she had a son, he would go in the army.
The system is beautiful, right? It is Disney World.
So if she had a son, he would go in the army.
She literally told me that she would love to see our son go into the army. Yeah, and yeah, that doesn't fit with me.
They want to mask you like a criminal.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can have my vaccination. You can have the change that it brings.
Nice music. Who made this? Who was this?
That's some song Bella Seth found. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's
or that
good
might
to
be Media Bear. That might be Media Bear.
Sorry? Medium?
Media Bear. I gotta look him Media up Bear. Again. I've lost track of his music.
Yeah, I shared in the live stream notes my latest production, and I listened back to it now with Cheese. I produced it completely without for the first time that I did these things. And it's... Wow, it's the best thing I've done, I must say. With Black Socrates, your fake is fake. He should change his name to Black Socrates. His name, that's his name on my server.
Your fake is fake as a donor to the Fakeologist enterprise. We thank him greatly.
The same for me. I also thank him for being a matron to my radio.
Nice.
Fourteen minutes of and 44 seconds of wisdoms are in the MP3 link, directly linked in your in the live stream notes. You can
Did
just
you
click the
play
link
that?
And start playing. If you like, and then you switch it off whenever you don't like it anymore. You're in it as well, of course, Ab.
Oh, that's nice. I'm gonna start it in a minute.
Nice.
I have to pull over because they changed the format of the player and made it more difficult to easily play. Of course, they always have to make everything harder. I don't understand how software developers think.
Yeah, that's the thing. Velasad is a genius. He's another inspirator for me as well, I must say.
No, but he has nothing to do with the bot, so he's not a genius for that.
No, but just I was thinking about that. Right. If Farce Value can come on air, please. If you,
you gotta ping him.
Yeah, but
Send
you are. You have more authority than me, Ab.
I have no authority. I'm just. It's funny. Somebody was saying to me. Jonah's telling me to go tell the Died Suddenly Telegram group that he's being taken over by bots. And I said, listen. It's not my group. Yeah. I have enough problems. I can't help everybody in the world. You know? I can only help myself and my site. I cannot... That's why I'm not in anyone else's Discord. I can't be distracted. I have enough on my plate.
I know, and that's...
Unless
that's,
I quit my job and stare at the computer all day long. I cannot be on anyone's Discord because I can't be distracted.
You're right, and you should have that focus. And I'm as long as you keep Fakeopedia alive, because I put my time into that. And
I know,
this,
I did.
It's
yeah.
So where you also find the lyrics of the songs that there's also mixing Spanish with Spanish. That is all relevant to the story, because let me please outline my story of Maria Juana. This is beautiful history.
There's
that happened.
Something about marijuana, the drug?
Great. You come to that. Why is it called that, Ab?
A drug?
Yeah, well, it's not a drug. A drug is a derivative.
Well, you can't eat
it's
it.
Plant.
Well, you have to do something else.
It's a plant. It's a medicinal plant or a plant, right? It's not a drug. A drug is a derivative.
I wanted to ask you, did you hear the story? Did you see the story I put on fakeologist.com/blog about Panama? And
I will look at
seizing 42,000 pounds or kilos of cocaine. Did you hear that?
It's no, a story. I didn't hear it. I hear it now.
It's a story. And the president of Panama said, listen, this is too much cocaine for us to environmentally deal with. So they called the DEA to come pick it up because they said they could take care of it. Is that the most insane story you've ever heard? Isn't that the most ridiculous story you've ever heard in your entire life?
I'm so unmarked that I'm not surprised by anything anymore.
Okay, where's the MP4?
It doesn't end in MP4.
It has to end.
Yeah, but if you click the link, then it takes you to the Patreon site. That's how I can also upload it directly, and then this is easier. Wait, let me do that.
No,
my computer back. Sorry, my computer crashed. I have it back now. Please give me 3 minutes, okay?
I might be able to upload it too.
No, I have to file directly. That's easiest. It's small enough. I can upload it to. The quality is not as great because of that, but it is charm. It's like playing a record. It is At least the thing is, I don't have a microphone yet, but I do have headphones. Luckily, from my radio DJ neighbor, so he promised me a microphone, but that doesn't come yet. So hopefully soon. Okay, I will upload the file in the live stream show notes. New World Orders.
I can play it.
Is it it is the same thing. Now I gotta figure out how to play something that's there. I'm not even sure how to do that. I see it though. Hello?
You can upload it to FakerTube maybe and then play it from there.
That is correct. I can upload that to FakerTube. You're totally right about that. I think that might be the easiest way. I'm trying to figure out how I could possibly play it from here. I know you can play it once it's uploaded to Discord, but I can't remember what to do. Let's see here. Let me just figure it out here real quick. Okay, I'm going to upload it to FakerTube. I think the only place I didn't mirror FakerTube is South America.
Hello. Hello, hello. Am I radio? Sorry, fakeologist.com. Am I there? Yep, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on, okay. Calm down.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if I can play.
While you do what you have to do, that's fine. Let me please share what happened in my life, because I was just checking if I was still recorded or whatever. I had my little green friends at the door with bulletproof vests this time. I don't know why. With the administrator, female. And in front of them, I shouted to her that I don't see any authority of her. I don't recognize any authority. And after they left, I went down with Molly, and I saw that they parked their van very strangely with the back to the entrance, opposite. And so, they could have taken me or something. I don't know what she wanted to do, but nothing happened, and I don't know. But I'm not afraid to defend that what is right. And for other people, it may be stupid. It's a door. No, it is a way to control us, to track us, to annoy us. And me theoretically, because I cannot pay it, but all my neighbors, the homeowners, they are her employers. She needs to recognize that. She is our employee. She needs to make sure that this is run well and not providing hindrances. And it's good sometimes even have to kick open the doors. Yeah. But there are people with tapestries, groceries, with things in their hands. They cannot open doors. There shouldn't be doors as a hindrance. No, there should be doors outside as protection. Security, yes, but not the doors inside. Well, I have this fight, and I talk about this with neighbors. It's a whole saga here, but it's, yeah, it's mini fighting the system. And that is Chris Kendall's inspiration as well. Right? I was always like that, but he also, he has that fighting spirit. He is that philosophy, yeah, has to have that at least. Right? This, I stand for what I say, philosophy, the straight people understand you or should. I know I'm hard to understand, and now I understand why Maria Juana. What that does is it elevates me from being highly intelligent, 130 something IQ, but not extra gifted. It's 140 plus, and you're extra gifted, blah, blah, blah. I'm not that when I'm not with...
I always thought you were, had a pretty high IQ.
Yeah, but I get so much smarter, more intelligent, faster thinking, that I got very hard to follow for others as a result. And I understand that.
Yeah, you're kind of manic.
No, it's my life is manic, so that is why it comes across as manic, but I'm not manic. From if I had a very stable life, I had very long relationships, long job, employee times, and all that. So yeah, I don't have a manic life. But it is the circumstances which make my life extremely manic. Yeah, extremely. These hunger cycles, man, it's insane. So, yeah, but it also makes me very, very strong. Very mentally extremely strong.
Well, you got to calm down. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, help me with taking it easy by making my value valuable. That's the thing.
You mean pay you?
No, pay me for activity, for work, for, right? Let's...
Can you write... I have to pay the developer of FakoTube to add some features. He's already... Absolutely. Saying if I want certain features, I got to pay them directly.
I mean, so I am cheaper than whatever person you get there in Canada or in the U.S. or wherever, because I'm right? What is the minimum salary there? The minimum you have to pay. And so if you want to do that there officially, you can have people, a Canadian who works for maybe 75% of that, but finding someone who works for half of that, I can do that, right? These kind of things. Any income is extra. Any food is good. That's how it is. That's how, yeah, how my life has developed, and it has made me strong. And it's all lessons in the end. But not anymore. It's really suffering. It's really, man, exhausting. Is my file? You're killing me. What?
Doesn't sound too good, does it?
Huh? Ed?
It doesn't sound too good, does it?
Ed, this is not my file. I just listened to my file that I uploaded on my laptop, and that's perfectly fine.
That's strange.
I just hit the play button, and it was perfectly fine.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
This is not what I produced.
That was really strange. Is it still playing?
No.
I can't even tell.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Listen here.
Congratulations, Ab, for choosing, well, arguably in the top five best guitar tunes, sticky guitar tunes.
Yeah. That's Mr. Mark Knopfler there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, it's good to be well-educated in music. It's a good background.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Music and animals is my history, so yeah, it's no surprise.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to. Can you go to Fake to see if that song plays?
Fake, if you have a link, I can go there.
Go to FakeoTube and see if that plays.
To FakeoTube, yeah, I think I'll go to FakeoTube. Just give me a second, yeah. There are many things open.
I'm going to hang up for a minute and check it out, okay? I'll be back.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm going to go check it out. Hold on.
It plays perfectly fine. Well, at least the first second, so. Should be okay. Yeah, I didn't hear anything that I heard before. Nice new logo. Take it too. But is it green and salmon, or what is it? You have color combination there? There's something wrong with your book. It's gonna be.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If anyone else gets this, then please advise this, because this is crazy. I hear it perfectly fine here. Fake it too. You can post the link. I can post the link here.
FakeoTube, it works fine. It's the bot.
Yeah. Yeah, your butt is okay. It's...
The bot's a piece of crap.
But are you paying for this bot?
Yeah. Piece of junk.
More money you have to sing?
That's $2 a month.
Yeah, with her the same thing. I just let it happen. It is clownesque. The scenes I have here in the village, everybody talks about us, also because of that. Because, yeah, that's how I live my life openly with Molly. Yeah, she starts barking to people who are afraid of dogs or have problems with dogs. I don't know what. And they prove their craziness. This morning, a guy on slippers, like a clown, jumping through the street because Morty was barking to him. Yeah, and what can I do? I just let it happen, but I'm just saying how clown-esque he is and so on. But yeah, these kind of adventures I have in my life. All around me. Russian? Are you listening to Russian news?
I'm trying to display the file, but it's not working.
I don't know if this was Russian. If it's Ukrainian, then I'm sorry. Slava Ukraina, Ukraina is what Miss Kate would say. Best representation of Ukraine, I would say, I must say. Together with Angerfist, great power couple. With Y-Score. And that is in the file. They are in there. Angerfist and Miss Kate with New World Order. These artists have done, like the music you play, truth music, putting truth out there. And music is meant to be played over and over again, not the same song all over again, but you listen to it not once. And so that, yeah, programs you in a way. But the lyrics of the music that I combine is the same enough. And then our wisdom's on top of it. Well, let's not further damage my reputation, because this is not how I produce things. Let the listeners go to Fake or Two, the Maria Juana method is there, and they can listen. And then you see the views. You keep track of these things. Beautiful. Fine, I release it for free on my Patreon. So hopefully people will donate, but it's for everyone. It's good. Trust me. Black Socrates, great guy. Your fake is fake. Such a beautiful new quote came to me in my life in the elevator. And it was so good that I wrote it on my wall. Me encuentro solo como un champiñón. How are you? I am alone like a mushroom.
What about a month or so, or two or three ago, when people were saying, you don't really need to wear a mask? People were saying,
people should not be walking around with masks.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. On the part of the health providers who needed it, we were thinking we would run out of masks and other things for them. So the recommendation was not to wear a mask.
You would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again?
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Why you're asking me about lockdowns? Because there were not complete lockdowns in this country.
We can't stay locked down.
There were not lockdowns, I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, I'm not convinced. NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Statements made on repeated occasions.
It is not gain of function
by the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied.
Yes, they are demonstrably false.
Oh, if she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected.
Many scientists are beginning to believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make and too dangerous to test.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. You say, well, now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
I never even considered for a moment of resigning.
Never considered it for a moment?
Not even for a second. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
To take your heart away.
Milk. Bar.
TV.
Good one, eh?
Hello? Is it over?
Did you like it?
Sorry?
Did you like it?
I have no idea what it was, and clearly I didn't like it. That's why I left. I like to learn from you, and I like, I try to get rid of any clown world, anything that doesn't matter. It's all a freak show. It should be all NPC. My life is reality. Thinking. We have time. We can think. People don't think anymore. Even when they have time to think, they don't think. And because they have a machine that keeps them busy with transhuman things. That's the real beauty of being in a paradise. In Gaia speaks here. There's no need for this entertainment. Life is an adventure here. That is how I live my life, but it is how anyone can live their life here. It's just so much more surprising how life goes. How the day goes. You cannot plan your days and so on. That's not how life goes here. And it's beautiful. It is natural, much more organic, spontaneous. People really should experience this. And ask Rollo. I interviewed Rollo about how Colombia was spring. In his good moods, he will talk about and tell that, because he has done so. I've gemmed his gem. This is so pure. But for me, it's frustrating that I miss that Western forward-thinking planning, especially you have seasons. You have to plan for winter. That concept is in your culture, in my thinking as well, right, as a Dutch guy. But that is lacking. That's why we need to work together. I cannot do that alone from here and be the only one. I'm the bridge between, and a lot of bridges in a lot of things. That's why I produce my mixes also like that. There's a bridge. There's lots of clues in there, right? You could say. Clues for...
upload your file
just like
to YouTube.
Your site and your blog. And so. Yeah.
Upload your file to YouTube so we can play it.
Sorry?
Upload your file to YouTube so we can play it. I don't know why it's not working on FakoTube. Or upload it to SoundCloud.
No, I can send you. I can do it on the normal way that I can upload it to
well,
FM, and you can get it to the podcast, Eric. That's
I'm telling you to do it that way so I can play it now.
I have no SoundCloud, and YouTube is. I can do YouTube. That's fine.
Do YouTube.
I can do it. I don't have a video yet, but then I will maybe create a video once we can. It's possible. Guess how much can I want this video? No, I want to upload. Oh, no, I don't, no, it's not a video file, no, it's not going to work. No. Someone can make a video of your fake to blink, and then it's all fine, but no video.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
But coming back to this property taxing and communist things, that is all part of this America 2050 reorganization of lands and so. And what you said, the tri-state city. I also jammed that. So you hear that in the Battle of the New Speakers. That's released on Anchor FM, via Anchor FM, but you can get it anywhere, on Spotify, anywhere. You can use Google Podcast, that channel. That was our chat, at least part of our chat on the Playmobil Power Parade day here. But still, I haven't touched the Plum Patagonia stuff. And all. I've done quite a lot, but it's also coming back in Maria Juana in the series. It's all related because it's literally the colonization of the whole Americas. Spain was the most powerful country for the longest time then. Maria Juana la Loca. The legitimate queen of Spain locked up in a monastery. I see some similarities here, Ab. For 50 years, while first taking over the reign, her father, her husband, then he died, then her father, and then her little son, who became Charles V, Holy Roman Empire, and Emperor of Spain. The absolute most powerful of Europe, and by that the whole world, except maybe China and Japan and so these kind of areas. But right, complete world power. New World Order was signed in 1494. Do you know what happened in 1494?
Eh? Oh yeah.
Yeah, you do. You know what? Know what happened in 1494? What happened?
They discovered Colombia.
Yeah, not exactly, but I will help you. The Treaty of Tordesillas is literally carving up the new world. So it is literally an order for the new world, a papal order that Spain was allowed. The western part of I don't remember the exact longitude, and Portugal the eastern part. So literally carving up, yeah, you go explore and take whatever you can. All right, take over whatever you can. That is, think about it. It's impossible for us to, it's literally like colonizing a whole new planet. That's always impossible. So that's always science fiction or fiction. It's never going to happen. But yeah, it's impossible to imagine. So suddenly there's a whole new double continent, and also rounding Africa and finding a route to India and the Spice Islands and all that stuff. Right? All this exploration time. It gave so much power and so to certain people, right? And the legitimate ruler of that was Maria Juana. Well, not really. Her name is not Maria Juana. Her name is Juana. Juana la Loca is how they call her, the mad in Spain and in English. The Trastámara, the royal family of Roman. And that. But she, I have a theory why it's called Maria Juana and not Juana. And that is outlined in the mixes that hopefully one day, once they will ever gotta be played, I've released all my mixes now on Patreon for free, and it's not for the patrons only, for everyone. But yeah, 1, 2, and 3 days in a row at 14:44 my time. The next ones will not be tomorrow, but I will work on a lot of them. Tomorrow I have planned the next episode with Black Socrates. Your fake is fake at IMI Radio. We go into conscious cosmovision, because it's not the church, not science, the scientific church, whatever. No, it's the discovery of new latitudes that made people aware that we're not at the center of the universe and we're living on a sphere, not flat. It's impossible to be flat. The two celestial poles prove the shape of Gaia. There's no discussing that. That's why it's so painful for me to see the psyop of flat Earth. And again, I have to call back on Chris Kendall, that he also recognized that as the psyop. It's a good litmus test, because the discovery of the southern celestial hemisphere made clear that also the geocentric view couldn't be possible anymore. And also there, it's just the discovery of the moons of Jupiter, and we can see them, not with the naked eye, but I have a beautiful photograph from Bucaramanga. Nice thing back here. I understand your confusion, because there I lived on the 19th floor in Bucaramanga, but not here, on the 16th. Apollo 16, okay? It's very easy. With one point, you can debunk the whole moon landings, because simple evidence, simple claims require simple evidence. The moon landings have not happened because their hardest evidence they claim that it did happen proves it didn't. In the 378 kilos of rocks and regoliths and sediments they claim to have taken from the moon, there is not a single new unique mineral that doesn't occur on Earth, hasn't been found on Earth later, or cannot be artificially created. That's impossible. You cannot go to another place with, according to their model, 4.5 billion years of individual independent history and then have no new minerals that you haven't found on Earth. It's impossible. It's geologically, Gaia proves you wrong. So there's no discussing of what they claim. It's the boomerang effect. Their best, their hardest claim is their weakest. That's fakeology. That's the lessons of fakeology, holistic lessons of fakeology. Once you recognize these things, you don't need to go into these narratives anymore. I think we should be past that. We should use these lessons to work together and to form our own economy. We don't need to depend on any of these people. That's why I live how I live. It's not by choice that I'm poor, but I'm living independent by choice. Yes. And nobody is going to change it. The only dependency is looking at me. It was just amazing. 20 minutes long. I couldn't do anything. I was away for 10 minutes. Wow. And she wouldn't have been here without the roller coaster ride. It's, we've been back there in Via de Leyva. It is in one of the movies, and I'm now Cobra Verde, movie with Klaus Kinski. I don't know if you've seen it, Ed, probably. It's in a classic movie. That's shot there at the main square of Via de Leyva. And that's where I found Molly. The famous square. And just the scene by itself is insane. Because there is no other dog like Molly anywhere. The other Molly, the original Molly of Oscar, she looks a bit like her, but she's a different combination. She's a combination of races. No, Molly is a Moody, a Hungarian breed where there's only 3,000 or 4,000 in the world. Hopefully soon more. Next heat should be there. It's going out with her is going out with a movie star. It's everybody interact with her. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, but also, she recognizes the bad guys, not the guys, and interacts with them. And yeah, let me solve that. Well, talk of the town, yes, you can say that here. I do more podcasting offline than online. If you think I am extreme or so in my online persona, well, you haven't seen offline. But that's how I get good people around me, trustworthy people. I literally had one of the guards telling me that he didn't want to talk with me because he was filmed by the cameras. And yeah, I am quite, I have a reputation here. And so he didn't want that to be filmed, but he wanted to talk with me. That's the thing. That's, ooh. Wow. I didn't expect it. And I don't look for these things, but yeah. It's how I live my life. Yeah, I must say I'm really grateful for for you, baby. ¿Qué quieres? Comidita? Yeah, pepitas? Yeah. Say hello to F in Canada.
Hello.
No, she doesn't go to the commands. She's too smart for this. Have you heard of a guy called Alexander Dugan?
I think so.
You think so? Or you don't think so? Well, ask Black Socrates, because he talked about it in our chat. I haven't read anything or so, but he named him as an inspirator. So that's what I want to spread then, if good people have inspirators and so on, yeah. But I'm not watching things and all this bentertainment I don't do anymore. It needs to be meaningful. It needs to be, yeah. I'd rather create things. We have the power to create. Let's not consume. I mean, I came, wow, you got priority, Ab, that's really something. You got priority over my passion, because I haven't even checked the qualification for the Dutch Grand Prix of Formula One.
Wow.
One of the few. The,
I'll let
one
you
of
watch
few
that if you want. You want to watch that? Go for it, man.
I will, but I will first talk about how meaningful this is, because my mom, she used to race when she was 23 with Jan Lammers, the organizer of the Dutch Grand Prix at Zandvoort. My parents were not rich, so she couldn't pursue a racing career, but at least something she did back then before I was born. But he was 16 and he was racing there, but he couldn't drive on the road, right? And it's 18 in Holland. So, it's very special, very meaningful. But no worries. I will watch it and I will. But these things are meaningful. They stem from my childhood. And the thing is, I have the luxury to reflect upon that because my parents are not there anymore, not creating new memories. If your parents are still alive, then yeah, you keep creating new memories because you grow with them there, right? Every day you get there, or every week or whatever, right? I don't have that anymore for such a long time already, so such that I can look back at only the time that I had it. That's what some luxury, later in life orphans have, you could say. The power of hindsight. It's a real power. And by that, the power of foresight. And again, money comes in there. I have to think ahead so much. With a child, you have to think ahead, but you can, psychologically, it's quite, you can establish what they're going to do. With a dog, a canine, it's, again, right there, but I have the right relationship here in front of me, it is quite a bit harder. So I'm a canine psychologist because of how I treat Molly and leave her roaming free most of the time. It is amazing. The power of foresight. I know what a dog is going to do and have to anticipate on that such that things are not going to happen. Is anyone with an intelligent dog who is roaming free will have that. It's not money per se. It's just how it is. But she is just amazing. I mean, do you know other dogs that go into shops and just greeting everybody? Just, hi, friends, Monday morning. Hey, how have you been the weekend? Like that. What? It's not my dog that I went to the pet shop and I'm, oh, my dog. No, she is objectively special, unique. And she was given to me by Gaia. It's so meaningful. It's hard to understand. And only she can explain it. And come to Colombia and meet Molly. And see the beauty of this paradise, objectively the Garden of Eden on Earth. I documented the biodiversity of Colombia on Wikipedia. I documented the list of mining areas of Colombia on Wikipedia. The Muisca I documented. I know my surroundings. I know more about Colombia than about Holland.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
Wear the mask inside your home. Indeed, coming back to Paulita, well, it was the confirmation. She moved out. She moved her things out on the 11th of May 2020 already. So it's not a surprise that... we are having a divorce. But she was here, Maas, and I took the photo. We her with Molly and she with Maas. Yeah. But that proved, it would never work. Also, how that went, it was first 4 days of lockdown, they said. And then she left that weekend to her mom. Exactly at Corona. The Corona cost was the exact day she moved out. So this.
So are you saying scary. That Corona probably contributed to your divorce?
No. I'm saying it happened on the same day that split happened. Her enorminess and becoming more enormy because of her changing job. Because when we got to know each other, her passion, she was doing her passion, football, soccer, football. Yeah. So that was how, via football I got to know her, but that was our shared passion as well. And she got new jobs after that. And her boss, an ex-military, a colonel, I've been at this home, a very rich guy. Our talks about our son that should have been there, but... wouldn't have been there. It's good that it's not there because we would have split over the difference over our son fighting over our son. It would be horrible for both. So she was not the right mother that I anticipated when we married. Because I thought her care, and her care is enormous, so I had the right eye for that. But I didn't anticipate that she... because she also got that job after later. But it's all okay. It's all fine. We have gone each our own way and we recognize it. And yeah. Also, that is unique because other people have restraining orders against them and so on. No, luckily not.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I have to talk about that because that is also related with everything. I don't know anyone who has changed so much. This guy needs an exorcism. It is so strange. He has been on air, even at Psychologist, I think. Yeah, at least at the IMR Radio. Oscar, living here with me. He's unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. And he is in a divorce with that. And he wants to go to your country, app, Canada, yeah. And he cannot go because he has this restraining order. He has to wait that out, that period, and only then he can go to Canada. He's an immigrant to your country. Well, I hope someone will contain him because or get this exorcism. He freezes something. I don't know. But I am pretty versed in... I have literally convinced this guy that we would go on an excursion with Rollo. He was in a very deep depressed state, and I don't blame him because of what happened. But it in the end happened. I have talked this guy out of a shock that happened in our horrible experience. Also, so we have been through quite a lot. But it's impossible. And I live together with another guy who is also very good in talking and psychology. He is an ex-soldier as well. And a rapper. Tropical Cheese with Johnny. But he also, he cannot get through to him. So, yeah. It's all interesting and all difficult. And that needs to change. And that is going to change with everything. But... the stability, at least, in that it's not enough money, but yeah, it's at least some stability in there. But yeah, it is hard to see someone change so much for the worse. He's walking around, Kitty. I can film him if you want. He's walking around downstairs like he's on cocaine all the time. Like this, fuck the world. I'm. It's only me as well. Yeah, no wonder that there's a history of violence with this action zone. I don't know what happened. I don't want to know. I told him. But, it's scary. Yeah, it's scary to see. And I live together with him when we live like ghosts, and that's fine. But, yeah. Also that, I take lessons from that. But he is, linked to psychologists with the roller coaster ride, so it's, and Molly and everything. So. And Canada, so that's also. And he was talking about Montreal and Calgary. I don't know what, but yeah, he doesn't speak French, I think, so it's stupid to go to Montreal. I don't know. Oh, that was one thing. I helped him with a test. He had to do a test, a time test. Yeah, I had to do it. I hate time tests because, and I was completely stoned after a full day of smoking weed. And then at 9 o'clock in the evening, I had to help him with this. And then he was shouting in the meantime, yeah, what does this mean? Which should I choose? It was a challenge, but yeah. He understands some English, and his English has improved a bit, but 6% of this country speak English. This is completely insane. And the ones who do, not even, and the other 94% have no motivation to learn English. Then they expect from me, it's like, yeah, make me an Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilder. No, I can help you train. To maybe get to that level, but you have to do the work. They're not motivated. I podcast in English. It's a complete secret language here. I share everything here, what we talked about, so they have heard you in English speaking, but they have no idea what we talk about, and they have no motivation to learn it. That is, yeah, strange. But the same thing for the gringos, the American, U.S. Americans. You should understand Spanish. It cannot be you live in the U.S. and the second world language is in your country is also almost 50% or so. It's Spanish. You don't understand anything. Not a basic level. It's a danger. There are Latino criminals in all countries. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter. You are a danger if you cannot understand them, and they profit from it. That's why, only because of Oscar and me, Rollo had a good time here. We shielded him from the whole outside world that he needs to be shielded from, because otherwise things go wrong. It is not, especially as a woman, it is not advisable, or advisable, it's not responsible to travel through Latin America alone without understanding. It's true. It's great.
Shh.
Okay, I only got about 5 minutes left. You got any more? You want any closing comments there?
Well, listen to the productions, and so you don't need to play, but listen to something, and I will produce of our chat tonight or today. It's becoming night now. Thank you for having me back, and again, I will repeat now on air. I only recognize you as authority. That's my philosophy. I recognize what is the right authority and what is false. You are the only authority over me. If you ban me, if you kick me, that's you, right? That's how it is. Anyone else, yeah, they can say whatever they want, but yeah.
I can't ban you. Only Velocet, the owner, can ban you. No, I actually can't ban
If you order Velocet, then, okay. If that's the order right. From you coming, then I respect it. That's the only thing.
That's okay. I doubt I would ban you, but it's okay.
That's the thing. I'm not speaking bad of you and your platform. I have issues with certain people and certain things. And
platforms. Everybody seems to. Everyone has issues with others, and they expect one stays and the other leaves. It doesn't work that way. If you want to leave, leave. That's really the best way.
There shouldn't be toxicity. There shouldn't be hatred. There shouldn't be ugly things. There should be understanding of where you differ and respect that and move on.
Yeah, but that's human nature. You can't stop it.
But human nature is, by definition, dynamic and malleable. The system abuses that. Well, we should use manipulation, that is making someone do something they didn't consider before. We wouldn't be here if our parents didn't manipulate each other into having sex.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a manipulation if you get married.
No.
Should it?
Manipulation is bad. Manipulation. Manipulation with a bad intent. A woman putting on high heels is manipulation. Nothing wrong with it. I love it. But manipulation is the malicious part of it. What we know as manipulation, what we in the speech, what is considered manipulation, right? But the literal meaning of it is not malicious. So that's why I came with manipulation as to make a difference that needs to be made, and our language is not like that. Newspeak, you love Newspeak, right? It's our power.
Yeah.
It's our ultimate power.
It is.
Hey, man, thank you very much, and have a great night.
Thank you. I'm sorry that wouldn't play. I don't know what was going on, but it's on FACO2. And it sounds fine. So there's something wrong with the player of that particular audio from FACO2. I guess I could delete it and re-upload it. I don't know if that would make any difference at all. It might. But it plays fine on FACO2. I can tell you that much. I went and played it. So it's on FACO2. Yeah, FACO2 is in North, FACO2 is mirrored in Europe, in North America, and in Australia. So it's really fast. I don't think we didn't mirror it in South America, because really there's no real action from South America on FACO2.
Oh, that would be a great purpose for the basement, having a server here. Wow, what about that? That should be possible. I don't know how it works.
No. The storage CDN, it's self-contained. They take care of it. I just have to pick the regions. And I picked Australia, North America, and Europe, London, I think. I have no control over the actual hardware. They take care of that because they have to replicate the files. There's no way they could farm it out. No, it's all internal, my friend. So thanks anyway. But
I know. I'm already thinking. Just these are not fixed plan, right? We have so many possibilities in our hands to combine. It's just making things happen.
Yeah. Right. But okay, download. Go to fake11.com/epic, and download the Epic Cash wallet for your desktop, or the Vite wallet, or the Stack wallet for your Android or your iPhone. And the reason I'm telling you this is because there's a little bot for Telegram that you can send as little as half a penny via the Veet wallet. It's quite instant, and it's amazing, actually. It's very interesting. It's the future of micropayments. So if you want 5 cents from 500 people, check it out. It's really a fast and very clean way and frictionless way to send money, or Epic Cash anyway. That's all.
Yeah, I prefer 500 cents from 5 people who can invest in Grow. But okay, we'll check it out. Thanks, man. I'm going out with Molly.
Okay, good night. Bye, Molly.
Hi, this is Jeffrey, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.